This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister and Secretary of State Władysław Teofil Bartoszewski said Prime Minister Narendra Modi played a key role in persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin not to use tactical nuclear weapons in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Speaking to the media, Mr. Bartoszewski acknowledged Prime Minister Modi's efforts, highlighting India's role as a key mediator in global peace efforts.
We are very grateful for India's involvement. We are very happy that Prime Minister Modi is doing that. And we appreciate the fact that Prime Minister Modi did persuade Mr. Putin not to try to use tactical nuclear weapons. He made a call to President Putin, and we also want peace.
Mr. Bartoszewski also praised India's multiple successful evacuation and humanitarian aid missions, emphasizing that operations like Operation Ganga, Operation Devi Shakti and Operation Kaveri demonstrated the country's commitment to global stability. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to an immediate 30-day ceasefire on all energy infrastructure after the 90-minute call between them. Ukraine has yet to agree or respond to the limited energy ceasefire offer. But the Russian president is resistant to a fuller ceasefire, the Kremlin said. A number of significant points were raised on the issue in the 90-minute call. Fresh Ukraine peace talks will also begin in the Middle East, immediately, the White House said. The Election Commission has said that it will soon initiate the technical consultations with regard to linking of voter ID with Aadhaar. The technical consultations will take place between the UIDAI and experts of the Election Commission. This decision was taken during the meeting held by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar with secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department and the CEO of UIDAI in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry has said that Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in Jammu and Kashmir. In a response to media queries on the comments made by Pakistan, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that instead of spreading lies, Pakistan should vacate Indian territory under its illegal and forcible occupation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that Prayagraj Mahakumbh is a significant milestone that reflects the spirit of an awakened nation. Making a statement in the Lok Sabha on Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi said that Mahakumbh was led by the people, driven by the resolve and inspired by their unwavering devotion. Citing his recent visit to Mauritius, where he carried the sacred water from Triveni Prayagraj collected during Mahakumbh, Prime Minister mentioned the profound atmosphere of devotion and celebration when the holy water was offered at Mauritius's Ganga Talao. Union Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasada held a bilateral meeting with Malaysian Deputy Minister of Investment, Trade and Industry Liu Shin Tong in New Delhi. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that both sides discussed key issues, including bilateral trade and market access, collaboration in the semiconductor industry and cooperation in the services sector. The meeting was also addressed the ongoing review of the ASEAN-India Trade and Goods Agreement, AITIGA, with both sides agreeing to take necessary steps to expedite its substantial conclusion by 2025. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw has reaffirmed the government's commitment to making Indian Railways a modern, efficient and environmentally sustainable transport system. He said, Indian Railways is in good financial condition and the government is working to further improve it. Mr. Vaishnaw stated this while replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Railways. Khelo India Para Games 2025 has launched its anthem, mascot and logo in the presence of Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, yesterday in New Delhi. The Para Games are going to be held from 20th of this month to 27th March in the national capital. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, Indian women's team began its campaign on a positive note, defeating Wales 89-18 in their opening Group D clash at Wolverhampton in England yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.